was born in Montreal and I was an only child. Maybe that has something to do with why I was such an avid reader, even young, because I didn't have any brothers and sisters bugging me to do other things. But when I was 14, I read a book by James Agee called Let Us Now Praise Famous Man. He wrote about sharecroppers during the Great Depression. And there was something about his desperation to make the reader understand the plight of these people. And the intensity, I think, of his prose really inspired me to be a writer. Although I was probably far too young to actually read that book at the time, but it made a huge impression on me. And up until that point, I'd been fiddling around with short stories and whatnot. But people sometimes say to me, when did you know you wanted to be a writer? And I don't think there was ever a time when I didn't well, I don't know if I can say consider myself a writer, but when I didn't write, it seems to be the central way that I make meaning in my world. And Joan Didion once said that if she had access, any access at all to her own mind, she wouldn't write, but she writes to figure out what she thinks about things. And for me, that's very true. I write every day. When I'm working on a book, the book has to go forward by 500 words a day, which means if I read through what I read yesterday and erase it all, I guess I'm writing 1,000 words today. But generally speaking, I write about, between 500 and 1,000 words a day. And that's just, it's just sort of spiritual practice, I suppose, although I hesitate to use the word spiritual because I know it makes some people break out in hives. But, the truth is I write really as vocation. I have several friends who are excellent writers, and they swear there's no sense of vocation in their writing. They say it's work, it's hard work, it's a career choice. But for me, if that was the case, I don't think I'd be a writer. Isolation, bad pay, criticism, rejection, it's not my idea of a great career. And, I tell my students always, if you can not write, you probably should. And I have tried actually not to write. But for me, not writing was much more exhausting than just getting to the desk and doing the work. I say it's like having this huge Saint Bernard dog in the house and it wants to be walked, and I don't want to walk the dog. It's raining out and it's sleet and it's freezing cold and the wind is up and I'm at home and there's a lovely fire going and a cup of tea and a great book to read, and I don't want to go walk the dog. But I realize at a certain point that if I don't walk the dog, it's going to pee all over my carpet and eat my couch. So ultimately, it becomes easier to go and walk the silly thing than it is to ignore it. And that for me is really what writing is all about. At a certain point, I sort of surrendered to writing. And I don't quite know when that happened. In fact, I think it happens over and over again in the writer's life. C.S. Lewis said that when he was in his 20s, there came a moment when he simply threw his arms up in the air and said, okay, God, I accept that you exist. And I think that periodically I have to do that as a writer. I have to just say, okay, I'm a writer. This is what I do. I commit to the writing life, even in what Rilke called the indifferent moments. So that's a little bit about how I write. The book itself, I think I introduced on the reading. So I think the only other thing that I will say about that, about the Radiant City in particular, is that it came out of the post 9/11 and post September 11th experience. And I didn't want to write about 9/11 itself. I didn't feel qualified to do so. I was living in Paris at the time. But there was something about the way I was feeling about that event. There was a sense that I had of sort of arrogant innocence, and that now the world looked in this terrible way, and why didn't I know this earlier? Bad things have happened in the world since the beginning of time, and I thought that I probably should have known this stuff earlier. But I really wanted to look at how people try and continue to maintain compassion, or try and walk through the world with a compassionate heart after an event like that. And so that's what the Radiant City is really about, and that's a little bit about the way I work. Thanks very much for listening.